And time for Gaza Corner. You know, there are international music festivals and conferences in virtually every nook and cranny of the world. And I go to one every year. I go to WOMEX, which is the biggest one, and this year it'll be in Poland, and I bring back a lot of music to share. Music festivals are really an excellent way for a country to export its culture. Scandinavia does an amazing job. I've gone to festivals in Norway and Sweden, and they also have the budget to do it. And at these festivals, not just locals, but also members of the music industry attend, and it's an important way for journalists and members of the music industry to learn about the indigenous acts of these countries. And music conferences or expos, as opposed to festivals, are also very important. Those are specifically geared for the music industry. So concerts are maybe only about 30 minutes, and you're running from one to the other, to the other, to the other. For example, at WOMEX, I go to about 55 concerts in about 4 days. It's kind of mind spinning. But they're really, really important for agents and managers and record labels and festival organizers and, of course, the artists themselves. Israel is well known for its international music festivals. It is a very mature music industry as well. But Palestine does not even have a music industry. There are no international music festivals in Palestine. And until recently, there had never been a music conference or music expo, but that changed. So this Gaza Corner, for a change, will focus on good news. I came across an article in the most recent Songlines magazine. Songlines and Folk Roots are the two kind of Bibles of world music magazines. They're both published in England. And the most recent July issue has an article titled "Dispatch from Ramallah," and there's no way to link to it online. You know, it's a pay-for subscription, but if there is a hip newsstand in the Bay Area, go to it, and they probably have Songlines, or you can just order it online. And the subtitle of Dispatch from Ramallah says, "The inaugural music expo taking place in Palestine is aimed at shining a much-needed spotlight on burgeoning local artists." It's an article written by Tom Horan. And this expo is called PMX, Palestine Music Expo. It was devised and produced by a British record label owner. It's Cooking Vinyl Records, if you're hip to Cooking Vinyl. His name is Martin Goldschmidt, and three local music aficionados from Palestine combined with Martin to pull this off. One was the rapper Mahmoud Jere from Dam, also composer Abed Hathout, and also journalist Rami Yunus of the online Palestinian, it's an online magazine kind of, you know, favoring the Palestinian perspective, 972mag.com. I've often used it as a reference. I think they do a very good job. PMX was a three-day event. It was held in April. It was April 5th through the 7th. And it featured 21 young performers out of 90 applicants from across the occupied territories, although the musicians from Gaza were not allowed to attend because there is a blockade. The people are sealed. They're not allowed any kind of freedom of movement to leave Gaza for any reason. And they were streamed live into the expo. In addition to concert showcases, PMX also included workshops and daily panels. To quote PMX co-founder Abed Hathout, who is actually fairly famous in Palestine as he was part of the very first Palestinian heavy metal band from the 1990s, He says, most people don't know that there is a Palestinian music scene. If you tell them you're from a hard rock band or a metal band from Palestine, they won't believe you, unquote. Hathout is one of the founding members of the metal band Kalas that was formed in the late 1990s. And hip-hop is big in the Middle East, especially in Palestine. But other styles really go unnoticed to the outside world. Again, quoting Abed Hathout, he says, if we are talking about electronic music or rock or those genres, most people don't have a clue, and the music coming out of there is really good, unquote. According to the Songlines writer, he also writes for The Guardian UK, Tom Horan, PMX had two goals. Goal number one, introduce the music industry figures to an untapped wealth of talent, but also for music industry representatives to see firsthand how the occupation impacts the lives of Palestinians. While music icons Roger Waters of Pink Floyd and Brian Eno have tried their best to convince international artists to comply with the Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions Movement, or BDS, Goldschmidt says, quote, we take no position on the boycott. For us, the main thing was to get outsiders over to see what's going on here, meaning in the West Bank, and introduce them to some incredible artists. Palestine has virtually no music industry of its own, so we wanted to help them establish that. But most of all, we wanted to try and redefine what Palestinians are, a decent people with a fantastic culture. Once you visit Palestine, it gets under your skin. It messes with your head in quite a shocking way. It really makes you think, unquote. And to be clear, the artists came from throughout the occupied territories, not just the West Bank, but that's where the expo was staged. PMX co-founder and rapper from Dam, Gerer, commented, quote, we wanted to give delegates a different perspective from the one they get from the news, unquote. So in addition to the music mission, 20 music industry delegates received a tour. For example, one day they went to a refugee camp. To quote Tom Horan, quote, as the bus sways through a landscape of rubble and twisted metal, our Palestinian guide points out evidence of what he calls an apartheid society. It is shocking just how many walls there are. He indicates a sleek dual carriageway stretching for miles. To reach the same destination, Palestinians may have to go five times the distance through a series of grubby checkpoints. Vivid black stencils on the whitewashed walls of the refugee camp depict the faces of young men killed by Israel's security forces. Our guides are three camp residents who make up hip-hop under the name Sa'alik, meaning the scrawny ones. Sa'alik also means vigilantes, says 20-year-old Mohammed Silwadi, a whip of a boy with an eerie intensity. He works at a petrol station and as a hospital chef, but he lives to write rhymes. This man was a journalist, he says, pointing to a stenciled face. They shot him, knocked down his house. It is forbidden to build it again, unquote. He walks over to another face, quote, this was my friend, he says, showing a miniature of the same image on a chain around his neck. He's close to tears. This is an excerpt from an April 11th Guardian article written by Horan called The Musicians Shaking Up the Occupied Territories. The link is at the Tangents homepage as well as on the playlist. The West Bank is dominated by restrictions, by barriers, by checkpoints. And for most of the musicians at PMX, just to assemble in Ramallah was quite a feat. Meanwhile, 1,000 local fans showed up and were joined by music industry delegates from the UK, the US, from Canada, Brazil, Switzerland, France, and Zimbabwe. These were agents, managers, lawyers, promoters, producers, as well as NGO representatives. And from all reports that I've read, and many of them are linked at the Tangents homepage in the playlist, the music was of a very high standard and extremely diverse. And what's really impressive was that eight acts secured international representation because of the expo. That's more than 30% of the acts that perform. The average at these music expos is like 5%. So that is really quite amazing. And the founders of PMX consider the expo really stage one. Stage two is to set up a Palestinian Music Expo office, which will work through the whole year giving guidance to Palestinian artists. So a blueprint appears to be in place, and PMX 2018 is penciled in. And if you go to PalestineMusicExpo.com, PalestineMusicExpo.com, you'll see that 2018 is already in the works. So I said that eight acts secured international representation. One of those eight acts I'm going to play for you right now. This is a group called Tootard, T-O-O-T-A-R-D, Tootard. And I think this band is going to make it big. I mean, if you're a fan of Tanarawin, you're going to dig Tootard. Now that they've got international representation, hopefully they'll be able to get through whatever they need to tour outside of Israel with all the restrictions that the Israelis place on the Palestinians. But assuming that occurs, then this band is going to make it big. I really think so. We're going to play three songs from Tootard, a new discovery for me here on Gaza Corner on 91.7. This is Tootard. We'll be right back.
جميلة ضحكتها تولع قلبي بجمرة صهرة في وسط الصحراء جوا الخيمة أخنتها ولا تملت غيمة ليلة من ألف ليلة صمرة جميلة ضحكتها تولع قلبي بجمرة
three songs from our Gaza Corner featured artist, the band Toot Ard, which is Arabic for strawberries. Toot Ard. I like these guys so much. And hopefully I'll be able to get their albums and play them a lot more. I was playing them off of SoundCloud, which isn't the easiest way to play them on the radio, but it worked. And they're from a part of the occupied territories that not a lot of people think about. They're from this mountainside village called Majdal Shams, which is in the occupied Syrian Golan Heights. And the name of the album is Laissez Passer, which actually means let him pass. And their documents say undefined. It doesn't say Israeli, it doesn't say Palestinian, it says undefined. Can you imagine living that way? Undefined. And the album is Laissez Passer, which, as I say, means let him pass. It's their second album. And what's really interesting is that where they're from, it's disconnected from Israeli cultural space. It's also cut off from what had been a vibrant cultural space when the Golan Heights was part of Syria. They're also cut off from the main Palestinian art scene. And what's happened is that they've developed their own community, and it's kind of a counterculture artistic center. It's a small but obviously talented community of artists and intellectuals and musicians, and Toot Ard is right there. So a little background about Toot Ard, one of the bands that got an international deal out of the PMA, PMX, the Palestinian Music Expo, which was the subject of Gaza Corner tonight, as there's an effort by some rather, strong-willed and visionary record label folks, especially one, Martin Goldschmidt from Cooking Vinyl, who was hooked up with some important people in Palestine to create a music expo, to form a music infrastructure, because there is no industry in Palestine, and they are helping to create that foundation. And they will be a PMX, Palestinian Music Expo in 2018, inshallah.